Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. That's heartbreaking respect. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. You're starting to see the picture. And my books are agingthecustomer.com and the3rdingredient.com. The new one is the3rdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Ken Davis is our guest. Kenneth C. Davis is the name on the books. More Deadly Than War, his new book on the Spanish influenza, which is about what happened 100 years ago this year. Don't know much about history. America's Hidden History. A bunch of others here, folks. And of course, I always like plugging your children's books, Ken. I don't think there's good enough plugs because I bought them for my grandsons, and they're a big hit. So Kenneth C. Davis, folks, don'tknowmuch.com is the website. Books are available wherever you see books. We're talking about Labor Day, Ken, and I made you hold a thought. Do you remember what it was?
Or is when the Labor Day Act is signed into law. As I mentioned, that's a national holiday, meaning that federal workers were given the day off. It was signed by Grover Cleveland, and I just have to say also that Grover Cleveland was no great friend of organized labor. The year before, in fact, he had sent 12,000 federal troops to Illinois, a town called Pullman, named after a company called Pullman. They made railroad cars. Workers went on strike. He sent 12,000 troops to break the strike. 13 strikers died in the violence. This was a period of tremendous violence against organized labor in America, usually with the support of federal or local troops and the Pinkertons, the private detective agencies that were hired by companies to break strikes. It was a violent, deadly time in American history where Americans were killing Americans over the right to organize as labor. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand, especially a lot of your audience probably has mixed feelings about unions, but we have to remember this was a time when work meant 12-hour days, 6 days a week, no holidays, no benefits. You were completely at the mercy
You're talking to a person who's a child of a union household.
As I am.
Both my parents were. The issue I think we're dealing with now is the, you know, everything has a time and a time for everything, right? We learn that in Ecclesiastes. And so, you know,
true.
The question is what is the I don't think most people are challenged by what went on back in those days and what went on back probably in the large part of the 90s and of the 20th century. The question is, you know, is what's left? What is there to do now? Or is there still a need for unions? I think that's the big thing. But let's come back to labor. I think there are other issues, Ken, and this is a little bit off the history part. But I think you have an opinion on this. I know because we talked about it. I think labor still needs to be debated, not so much unions, because I think that this is where you might be surprised to hear me say this. I think Wall Street has co-opted capitalism and has hurt a lot of different people in ways that weren't necessary. And I think that the proposal to extend the 90-day conference call, 90-day reporting, to 6 months, I believe long-term that's going to be really good for labor. What do you think?
Well, I think these are all very complicated issues.
That could be the next level of adjustment for workers. Positive.
Yeah, I think this is what I think, Jim. And unions, as you were saying, they had a time and place. They were victims of their own success in one respect.
That's right.
Because they many people felt, well, I don't need the union anymore. I got the 8-hour day, the 5-day week. I've got my employment benefits. I've got my pension. I've got my vacation. Mm-hmm. Of course, all of those things are disappearing for a great many Americans because labor has changed so fundamentally in the 21st century.
Right.
But we know for certain that the union job created the middle class in this country in many,
I believe,
respects.
I believe that.
And we have seen in 30 years.
And I'm a union. I'm more of a union antagonist than protagonist, but I believe.
I understand that. But when you, and this is to your point about Wall Street, when we see what wages have done in this country in 30 years, as opposed to what corporate CEO executive pay has done, used to be 5 or 10 times the CEO was paid 5 or 10 times what the worker was paid.
Where
now
we
it's over 200 or 300.
Well, we ran off the rail was not so much the CEO pay. I think that's a bad. I don't think that's a good argument. Where we ran off the rail is where the only the prime person that the company should be focused on is the investor. Just the investor. And Milton Friedman said that 40 years ago, and I think he may have made a mistake. I'm not sure he'd agree with that today if he were alive. But it comes back to your original point about what's superior, labor or capital. And I just think that today that you got to take into more consideration, not the stakeholders are not just the investor. And sure, in small business, Ken, it isn't. I can tell you that.
I agree. I think we're in a complete agreement on these very fundamental issues that something has gone very askew in American economic life. And not to say that unions are the answer, but I think that the loss of union power, the loss of the ability of the worker to collectively bargain has hurt the working person in this country.
I think, I agree with that. So, hey, Ken, good job today. Come back soon. Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Kenneth C. Davis.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Now go enjoy the rest of your Labor Day.
Don'tknowmuch.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.